Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us in anchoring the higher frequencies of unconditional love of our light, our soul, in order to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence, our infinite oneness. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist, and I am your guide for this sound activation. A little bit of housekeeping before we get into the sound activation. One, please be listening to this on a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements like iHeartRadio. That's only one example that I know of. So please know your platform and know if they cut in with advertisements. If they do, please switch off to another platform that does not. I think Apple Podcasts does not cut in with advertisements. You can also listen for free on my website, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts. And there you can also do a quick search for any other sound activations you may like to attune to in the moment. If you want to attune to the frequencies of Leo or Cancer, feel free to go at it. With that, another thing is to please create a sacred space around you. So you can do this by lighting a candle, by setting a quick intention, by burning some incense. However it is that you feel you can connect more deeply and create an air of sacredness around your space and around this activation, that would be fantastic. This is an energy transmission. It's an energetic healing. Sound healings are energetic healings. So please be very mindful to be in a quiet place where you will be undisturbed, where you can lay down if you would like to, as it will be an hour-ish long. You can also be seated if that's what you prefer. You may get tingling. You may have memories come up. You may feel like you fell asleep. And all of that is a good thing. You may yawn. You may have a moment where you might be tearing. It's all good. That means the energy is flowing and the energy is moving, and we want that. This energetic transmission is to help us clear what needs to be cleared and allow us to align fully with the frequencies of this new lunar cycle that we are going into, which is Adar, the cycle of Pisces. And I speak about that in the companion episode, so you can check that out after if you have not already done so. So I mentioned that. And all you really need to do is breathe. Even if you've never meditated before, it's super easy because I will guide you through it. All you need to do is really be open to receive the alchemy and the frequencies of this sound activation. Do not be operating or driving heavy machinery, please. Make sure you can completely focus on the task at hand, which is aligning with your light and your soul. And without further ado, let's get into it. Long deep breathing. You can have your eyes closed. If you like to have an eye mask, please grab one. As we begin, breathing deeply into the belly, into the womb, and exhaling. Breathing deeply, this time feeling it come into your womb and go down to your feet. And exhaling, just focusing on the breath. As I call in the directions, beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air, purify our thoughts and our words. I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing frequencies, asking that you purify our bodies. As I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us, I call in the direction of the south element of water, the Maya. call upon the Maya in the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water. Allow us to align with ease and flow. Allow us to align with healing. To shed any emotions, any emotional baggage that we need to free and liberate at this time. I call upon Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call upon Archangel Gabriel to bless us with emotional clarity, with deeper intuition. Allow us to hear, feel, see, receive the information, the wisdom, the activations from the higher realms. Aid us in aligning and purifying our vessel to receive the infinite wisdom. I call upon El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, transmuting and alchemizing lower frequencies into infinite light. I call in Archangel Uriel, asking that you ground us in transformation, in our transformation. Allow us to feel safe in the process of rebirthing and shedding the layers that no longer serve us. Purify our fields, activating our passion, our purpose, our confidence, strengthening our alignment to truth, allowing us to see and perceive, receive the truth, as I call on El Shaddai to activate the Huba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, desire that is in alignment with your soul, with your heart, with the divine. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth. Teach us the wisdom of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater harmony with the earth, receiving the messages from the mountains, the trees, the earth. Gaia. Allow us to embody this information, activating the ley lines and vortices beneath our feet. As I call upon Archangel Michael, protector of the earth, I call in your protective energy, and I ask that you ground us in your strength, in courage, in our commitment. Offering the blue flame to alchemize any dense energies around us, around our space. I call in El Shaddai to purify our physical vessels and bless our creations. I call in the Lemurian and Pleiadian frequencies, the seven sisters, the Hathors. I call upon Mary Magdalene Kala Meshicha and Yeshua Meshicha, holding the template of divine union. I call upon the Aramaic frequencies, the creation frequencies of the Kuf, which created Pisces, and the Gimel, creating Jupiter. I call in our spirit guides, angels and archangels, light beings of the highest frequencies of unconditional love, to guide us in this healing, in this activation. I call on the divine presence, Aloha, divine father, mother, God, goddess. And I call in the golden light of Shekhinah, allowing the divine feminine face of God to anchor us in this time and space with her golden light, allowing her golden energy to begin pouring into the heter, into the crown, allowing us to open the higher chakras to receive the infinite light, strengthening our connection to the divine, allowing us to embody these higher frequencies, breathing the golden light into the Chokhmah and the Bina, to the right of your right ear and the left, activating these upper triangle, these sephirot, activating the third eye. As we clear away any veils, any illusions, any blocks to our seeing, our knowing, our ability to access and receive and embody higher wisdom. Allowing the golden light to infuse every sephirot of these higher triangle, and then bringing the golden light to the gevura and the hesed to the right of your right shoulder, gevura to the left of the left shoulder. As we begin activating the lower sephirot of the tree of life template, breathe the golden light. And as we activate the throat, our seat of communication, allowing the golden light to clear away anywhere that we have not expressed our truth, anywhere that we have entered into agreements, religious vows, religious orders, agreements to not speak our truth, to be silenced. Allowing the golden light to take all of this dense energy that we may be holding in our field, lifetimes of being silenced and hurt for speaking our truth, lifetimes of being ostracized perhaps and judged. Allow the golden light to breathe into these spaces, bringing them into wholeness, into union, clearing them. They may have served their purpose, they have served their purpose. And these implants and imprints are no longer relevant and needed. So envision the golden light alchemizing and purifying and strengthening your ability to share your gifts, to express your voice, to express your creation through the frequencies of the voice with authenticity, aligning with truth, with harmony, with love, bringing the golden light into these sephirot even more strongly. As we breathe the golden light from the Gevura into the Tiferet, into the heart, allowing your heart to expand in receiving this infinite light, this golden light of Shekhinah, to expand in love and grace and beauty and harmony as we clear away guilt, resentment, anywhere that we have not allowed ourselves to receive love, to embody love, or maybe even to give love. Allow the golden light to be brought into this sacred container of your heart, to clear away the old wounds, to dissolve the walls that we have built around our hearts, walls that may have made us feel safe, but only perpetuated our sense of longing and loneliness and separation. Allow yourself to receive the unconditional love of the divine into your heart, knowing that the more that you receive, the more that you are able to give and offer the infinite love of the Creator through your sacred vessel. Allow the love to fill your heart. As our hearts open in this beautiful divine union, merging the masculine, the inner masculine, and inner feminine within us, allowing our hearts to open and to receive, we bring the golden light from the heart, the Tiferet, into the Netzach, to the right of your right belly button area, to the left, into the Chod as well, so to the right side and the left side, the Chod and the Netzach, activating the Sefirot, allowing yourself to breathe into your power, into your sovereignty, into the holy I am, the higher I am, the I am that is in alignment with the soul, with the divine. Breathe the golden light into the solar plexus, into the Netzach and the Chod. From the solar plexus, allowing any blocks, any cords, any hooks in your solar plexus to be dissolved. So any agreements we entered into to give away our power, whether it is knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, allow the golden light to bring these agreements into closure, into completion, as we dissolve them from our energy field, sending any energy that is not ours back to sender and returning all our energy into ourselves, strengthening our ability to trust ourselves, our ability to know that we are masters of our own frequency and our own fate, strengthening our confidence. Allowing the golden light to alchemize anywhere that we don't feel worthy, don't feel we're enough, anywhere we've taken on patterns, be it from our lineage, be it from our family, be it from schooling or social media, wherever we found it, return patterns of unworthiness, of guilt, of shame to sender. As we reclaim and remember our wholeness, remember our oneness. Breathing the golden light from the hood into the yesod, into the womb space, allowing the sacred waters of your womb to be infused with the golden light of Shekhinah as we purify and alchemize any traumas, any pain, any loss, any suffering. Anywhere that we have misused our infinite creative power, allow these parts of us to be healed. Anywhere others have misused our frequency, bringing healing to those times and those spaces within us. As we call our energy from these situations back to us and return all of that which is no longer ours to carry and to bear. Envisioning the golden light purifying, alchemizing, transmuting the sacred waters of our creation. As we strengthen our ability to create in the light, to create and embody and birth the infinite light through our sacred vessels, strengthening our abilities to manifest in divine time, in divine order, in alignment with the light and the divine and our soul, clearing away guilt and shame from the womb space, strengthening our connection to our creation energy, strengthening our ability to embody joy, to radiate joy, as we breathe the golden light from the Yesod into the Malchut, into the earth, the root, clearing away programs of fear, of scarcity, of doubt, of lack, of there never being enough. Allow the golden light clear these patterns, be they in our lineage, in our physical DNA, in past lives, allowing anywhere that we do not and have not felt safe and fully supported. Be dissolved within us as we strengthen our connection to our physical body, strengthen our connection to the earth, strengthen our connection to our incarnation, to our sacred vessel, knowing that we are held at all times by the divine presence. We are safe, fully protected, infinitely loved. Strengthening our ability to ground the higher frequencies into our sacred vessel and into our Malkuta, our divine earth, divine kingdom. Bringing our awareness back into the sacred waters of our Yesod, the sacred waters that are pulsing and vibrant with the golden light of Shekhinah. And within these sacred waters, envisioning an umbilical cord of golden light beginning to form, to take shape. This umbilical cord of golden light begins to travel from the waters of your Yesod through the Malchut, connecting you to the Earth Star Chakra, to the fifth dimensional light grid of Gaia as we strengthen this light grid, the vortices, ley lines, the dragon lines of Gaia. And then bringing the golden light through the layers of earth, through the rocks, through the aquifers, down through the most ancient layers of Gaia, until our umbilical cord of golden light reaches the crystalline womb of Gaia, bringing in and connecting to the dragon energy. Sacred guardians of wisdom, sacred guardians of Gaia. Breathing, feeling your connection to the crystalline womb space of Gaia, knowing that we are one with this beautiful being that she is, just as we are one with the divine. In our cosmic intergalactic consciousness, in our oneness, in that oneness, we are interconnected, interrelated, interwoven with all of creation. nurture this relationship with Gaia, with the earth beneath our feet. And as we let go and shed anything that needs to be let go and liberated into the earth, allowing her to alchemize any denseness into Sami, into light. And as the golden light of Shekhinah, the golden light of the divine, comes into Gaia to strengthen her, we begin to receive the crystalline diamond light from the womb of Gaia, allowing it to rise up our umbilical cord of light, merging, intertwining with the golden light of Shekhinah as we make our way up through the layers of earth. Until the diamond, crystalline white light and the golden light of Shekhinah come back into your energy and physical body, into every sefirot and energy center in your physical and energetic body, allowing the beautiful diamond white light of Gaia, the golden light of Shekhinah, to begin to form three flames in your field. One in the womb, this beautiful magenta flame, a turquoise flame in the high heart. And a violet flame at the third eye, the Ajna. Envision yourself within the flame, the turquoise flame of the high heart. Into this turquoise flame, feel dense energy dissolving. Every flame, every sefirot is a portal, and through this portal we will journey into our infinite oneness, into the cosmic waters of the Avun, the quantum, the waters of creation. You may feel dolphin energy come in, whale energy. That's the Sirian. Or you may feel mermaid energy. Allow these guardians to guide us into deep, into the deep waters of the womb, the cosmic womb, with our guides, with our team and spirit. This beautiful crystalline blue diamond, blue energy, opens the portal in the turquoise flame of the high heart as we journey into the waters of the cosmic womb. Feeling ourselves held, expanded in infinite love, surrendering to the waters, letting go of fear, of doubt, trusting in our infinite oneness, we open to receive wisdom, healing, activations. Whatever it is called for in this moment for our highest expansion and alignment with the light, with our soul, with the divine. Effata, effata, effata. Thank you. feeling our expansive nature, our oneness with the infinite, with the cosmic waters of creation, the sacred waters from which we emerged and to which we return over and over again to rebirth, to be rebirthed in our wholeness, in our oneness. Feeling yourself floating on the cosmic waters, your guides with you, as our friends, our dolphins and whales, open the portal back into the turquoise flame in the high heart. Feeling yourself journeying through the portal, leaving the embrace of the cosmic waters of creation to come back into the portal of the turquoise flame in the high heart, in your sacred body vessel, feeling all parts of your being in this moment, in this flame, breathing into our expansion, allowing the infinite spark of creation that you are to begin filling every cell, every organ, muscle, bone, marrow. Every hair, every cell of your sacred body vessel infused with the infinite light that you are. Breathe into this now moment, calling all parts of our being to the here and now. Breathing deeply, allowing the golden light to continue flowing through you in the crystalline light of Gaia to begin flowing even more fully. You can turn on your right side, or you can remain in your position, giving yourself a few moments to integrate all the blessings, activations, gifts, and wisdom we have received. As we give thanks to the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, to Archangel Raphael, to the south, the waters, the Mayim, the Shemayim, and the Maya, physical and cosmic waters. Archangel Gabriel, we thank you. We give thanks to Archangel Uriel in the direction of the east, element of fire, the Nukhra. And we give thanks to the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha, and Archangel Mikael. We thank you for the grounding, the protection, the wisdom, the inspiration, the emotional clarity, the purification, the blessings and the gifts of wisdom. So we give thanks to Mary Magdalene, Kala Mashiha, and Yeshua Mashiha, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, Mother Anna, Mother Mary, to the Hathors, the Pleiadians, the Seven Sisters, to our cosmic friends, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, to the dolphin whale energy, the Sirian energy, in gratitude to Gaia and the dragons, in gratitude to the frequencies of this Pisces new moon and the lunar cycle of Adar, the Khuf, the Kuf, and the Gimel. Giving thanks to all of our spirit guides and the angels and archangels that guide us to the earth, to the cosmic realms, to ourselves, to the Shekhinah, and to the divine mother, father, god, goddess, Alaha. We bow our heads in reverence and in gratitude for all the blessings you bestow upon us, for the healing, for our lives, for the sacred breath of the Shekhinah. Breathing in the golden light, wiggling your fingers and your toes. Exhaling deeply, feeling ourselves fully present in this moment, grounded in our incarnation, embodying our light, wiggling your fingers and your toes, and opening your eyes when you are ready. Ahava. Thank you for joining me for this sound activation. I do love to hear from you, so please reach out to me and let me know how you received this energy. It was very powerful and very beautiful. I'm still in the ethers from it and yawning. Energy is moving. This is great. So make sure you drink lots of water, particularly for the next few days. Pay attention to your dreams and journal, meditate. Whatever we receive during this time is exactly what we need in this moment, so please trust and have faith that you are fully and divinely protected and supported. If you enjoy this, do subscribe, follow, share. You can find me and connect with me on Instagram at Aurea Lara, AUREALARA, and at Embodying the Shekhinah. Links are below in the show notes. You can also follow me on YouTube, where I share longer format videos, at Aurea Lara. The link is also below. And if you would like to work with me one-on-one, you can head to my website. If you want to learn more about sound healing and how frequency heals the body, you can also stay connected, as I will be offering a sound healing certification on sound healing with crystal alchemy singing bowls again, probably within the next 6 months or so. And then I do have another couple courses that will be revealed shortly. So I thank you so much for your presence, for